Pass the word.
Song in the hearty tradition of the American Blue Jacket.
Come about and heave to, mateys, as we embark on another sparkling cruise of melody from this historic sail loft of the Naval Gun Factory in Washington, D.C. This is Jackson Weaver, salty talking landlubber on these weekly get-togethers, inviting you to listen as we present a crew of outstanding artists that includes the popular Katie Witt, vocal star of radio and stage, the Navy's own bluejacket tenor Ben Mitchell Morris, and music transcribed with the world-famous United States Navy Band and Orchestra, Lieutenant Commander Charles Brendler, conductor. For years, our soldiers, sailors, and Marines have paraded smartly to the lively tempo of the Mount Pleasant March. This beautiful Victor Herbert melody from the operetta Eileen. Ben Mitchell Morris sings Thine Alone.
Tell me, why is there a doubt within your heart, my own? Tell me why. Why, but fear the time will come when we must part. Alas, I should die. Evermore, by day, by night, I'll dream of thee, my darling, my heart is but thine.
Alone in thy
Thank you, Ben Mitchell Morris. Commander Brentler leads the United States Navy Band in a bright and humorous arrangement that shows off the versatility of these mighty boys in blue. It's a familiar air coming through the rye. Now you hear the Scottish theme wending its way from one section of the band to the other. Here's the Navy Band coming through the rye. Vacationists touring the southern part of the United States during the past summer were captivated by the warmth, hospitality, and natural beauty of the area around the lower Mississippi Valley. One such vacationist was Blue Jacket, now with the Navy in the Pacific, who wrote to the Navy Hour suggesting that we play some of the music which would remind him of the pleasant 2 weeks he spent early last summer in the bayou country of Louisiana and Mississippi. Mr. Townsend conducts the United States Navy Band in the modern Rhapsody of the South, written by Harold Bennett. Cypress Silhouettes. America, songwriters have immortalized such methods of transportation as the bicycle built for two and the surrey with the fringe on top. But preceding them was the famous song about Italy's funicular railway. Funiculi, funicula. In the early 1930s, Paul Whiteman, the Colorado boy who became the world symbol for American jazz, recorded a tune by Peter DeRose. It didn't catch on right away, but year by year it grew in favor. Finally, it reached the hit parade and stayed on top longer than any melody ever had before. Here it is, a classic of modern music, Deep Purple. Thank you. breezy musical sojourn on the cotton and soybean side of the Mason-Dixon line, the Old South. She's back in Washington, and it's nice to have her back on the Navy Hour. Welcome aboard, Kay DeWitt.
Well, I feel very much at home again, Jackson. It's always a thrill to sing with Commander Brendler and his wonderful crew.
Well, say, that's a mighty pretty speech, Kay. Can you say it with a song?
You bet I can, Jackson. I seem blue again. What else could I do again? But keep repeating through again. I love you, love you. I still recall the thrill. I guess I always will. I hope we'll never depart. Dear, with your lips to mine, a rhapsody divine, sing with the strings of my heart. Your eyes made sky seem blue again. What a
Hey, thanks. I hope you make these visits to the Navy Hour a steady habit.
I'd love to, and thanks to you and the band.
On the sea, over the sea, and under the sea, your Navy is in constant readiness against attack. Here is a march written for and named for the United States Navy.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.